This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way! All right, Owen, I know you're shook up right now. You had some major news sites come out and say you were a horrible person for letting a little girl cuss at you, but while you lick your wounds here, her name's not been listed, but we have the 15-year-old young lady who a year ago had Wiener, Anthony the pervert Wiener, amongst many women he was trying to, girls he was trying to recruit, sexting her. He's being sentenced now, but now she's been on Inside Edition. Teen who says Anthony Wiener sex texted her, he's been convicted, shows her face for the first time. It went downhill really fast. So let's go ahead and play a short clip of that report. Here it is.
She's the teenager whose online relationship with Anthony Wiener threw Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign into a tailspin and perhaps changed the course of American history. Now she's ready to tell her story to the world. Inside Edition is withholding her name because she's a minor. She's showing her face on TV for the first time.
How did you first come into contact with Anthony?
So Monica Lewinsky.
It was through a direct message on the application Twitter. I just sent him a nice message, just, hello, I'm a huge fan.
It was January 2016.
He's a huge fan of
Wiener. Former New York congressman's once promising political career was over after he got caught up in a sexting scandal.
Why Anthony Wiener?
I knew that Hillary Clinton would be running for president in the year 2016, and I wanted to see if Anthony was still up to the same antics.
How soon did it go from these niceties to him taking it to a different level?
I knew that it was going downhill and really fast.
Some of his messages are so obscene they can't be shown on television.
I was disgusted. That's part of the reason that I came forward.
Anthony Wiener just looks like a disgusting creature.
You know,
he's being sentenced today, I should
Do you mind if I just finish this verse real quick, Alex? Because it's amazing how true the Bible is thousands of years later. In their greed, which you mentioned, these teachers will exploit you with fabricated stories. Their condemnation has been long hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. But this is where it all came forward for me to just keep fighting, Alex. For so is the will of God, that will ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants of God. So we have to crush these people. That's what that means. You want to come after us? You want to spread fake news? We're going to crush you.
Owen, that's good, but you understand, like, having 25 million views, I mean, those newspapers attacking you don't have that in 5 years combined.
But I don't
care. We're having total victory. I understand you're hurt by their children even crawl out from under rocks now. This is like its baby.
Alex,
you were facing its baby.
Alex, I don't care about these stories.
When
I went to the grocery store last night, I had a girl come up to me and say, you know, it's not good to harass children. When that happened to me,
you're out there being nice, doing a report. Why are you here? Hi. She cusses at you, tells you to F off, and then you're the one that, because you got 25 million views, bro. 25 mil. We win it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then these are deceived people that are delusional, that lie to themselves throughout their lives. So you're a reporter with a little kid cussing at you, and they're so upset that it shows what scum they are and what they've turned society into that they have to turn it around. But don't take it personal, Owen. Enjoy it.
Well, it's nice. For 2.5 hours, we did a live video for 2.5 hours that day. They found 17 seconds that they're rejoicing in. But look at how sick these people are. They're now going and looking at genealogy to try to smear people. Tommy Loren, meet the great-grandfather prosecuted for forging his citizenship papers. They're attacking people's genealogy. These are the most sick, psychopathic, twisted people that I can ever imagine.
But it doesn't matter. They're losing. They're losers. They're losers. They're losers. And they know
it's
it.
True. They're
they want to claw us down in their little rat hole with them. And I've got news for them. I'm afraid that it's going to get much worse until it
Who's
gets...
Who's the president, Alex? Who's the president?
Donald John Trump.
Oh,
we got a few final calls. We introduce Mike Cernovich straight away. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Owen's going to be okay.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from Austin, Texas.
It's Mike Cernovich.
Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me.
I know you can see me. Now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
I can see.
I can see for miles.
They got one that can see. Mike Cernovich is taking over right now, but I had to get Owen in here because I don't have time to track all this, but he had one video last week with like 14 million views, 11 million on Facebook, 4 or 5 million. It was crazy. I don't have time to keep track of this stuff. We fire and forget. And then they had like 20-something other videos that you, Millie Weaver did, and some of the new crew did a great job on as well. And it was like all of them had like 100,000, 500,000, a million views. And they just keep getting bigger and bigger. And then I noticed all these little clips on television, you name it, of them going, look, children cuss at the evil right winger. How good they are. And I noticed those videos had millions of views. So when I say 25 million views of your videos and the crew's videos just at anti-Trump demonstrations where they're out protesting he's in Texas to bring more aid to the hurricane victims and to create unity and kiss white, Hispanic, and black babies and just human babies with red blood. I don't even say of races, the human race. And then they're just hatefully wanting this to destroy Florida because it went Republican. It is the biggest group of idiocy. And now They're saying you called a little girl. It's in a bunch of different fake publications. You call a little girl Mr. or man, and that's why she came over and told you F off and all this. No, we're going to play the video of what you said. But the point is they're celebrating her cussing at you. That was the first wave a few days ago. This was on the, over the weekend, but they reported on it a few days later when they noticed it had millions of views. Then they go, oh, it happened because other stuff happened before, but they're only showing you a 17-second clip when we've got the 20-minute chunks up there that we didn't, but they lie. They say something happened in the newspapers that isn't on the tape, but they don't show you the full tape. They edit it because they're liars from their father, the hemorrhoid of Satan, George Soros. Here's the clip.
How are you, young man?
Just pause again. Rewind that. How you doing, ma'am? You always say, how you doing, ma'am?
That's how I was raised.
But a lot of people say to women, too, how you doing, man? I say, how you doing, man? Hey, man.
Sometimes I'll say, dude. It's just like.
But the point is, they changed the subject off of their rat-like, brainwashed, portable child at a public event, so there's no privacy implied, coming up, cussing at you. Let's play the creature.
How are you, young man?
You're an idiot.
Wow, who taught you that language?
My mother.
Your mother taught you that foul language?
A boy or a girl?
Well, we should never assume race, right?
You know, but I'm not being mean. I keep saying it's a girl. Maybe it's not. I don't mean that mean. I'm serious.
We should never assume sex, right? I mean, we should never assume gender. That's what the left says. But if you notice, Alex, she was actually filming me. She had her camera out filming me. She was following me around. She was following me around for 5 minutes.
By the way, can you do a report with clips of this later, showing the full report, what actually happened?
Yeah, we can do it on the War Room today.
That's coming up at 3 o'clock. Okay, yeah. Let's get Cernovich in here. Mike, I know you got a big full plate here, doing an awesome job. We'll pop it in the War Room as well, at Cernovich on Twitter. Everybody should follow you. I'm at Real Alex Jones. Tell folks where you're at, Owen.
All I do is Owen on Twitter and at War Room Show on Twitter.
And it's key to do that. And it's key to retweet us. And it's key to Facebook us. And it's key to tell people word of mouth. Because that's how we're winning against the enemy's full onslaught. History's happening. Mike Cernovich, what do you make of this latest attack? How panicked they are? And then, B, you were here 2 days ago. You're also here yesterday. You're back in California. You said on air with me, earth changes. Look for more earthquakes. Look for more of the storms. Now, two more hurricanes have formed. Political stuff all following. More sunspots. Massive solar storms. Human awakening. Singularity. I mean, it's getting crazy. What's happening?
Yeah, big earthquake in Mexico, a potential tsunami. I've now read reports that there's a Category 4 hurricane kind of floating around in the ocean, too.
Jose.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So there's
strongest earthquake in modern history in Mexico.
Right. Exactly. And it's so bad now that even the L.A. Times has a preparedness guide about how to prepare for an earthquake. So I think it's funny. They go, oh, my God, Alex Jones sells survival food. Oh, but if you have an earthquake, to be prepared for an earthquake, you should have food and water stored in your house. It's like, well, wait a minute, which is it? I thought you weren't supposed to prepare for a disaster and that buying food is a scam and you shouldn't buy survival food.
Well, remember the best-selling author that wrote The Game? He also wrote that book about preparedness called Emergency. They said that was kooky. Governments dig in. They all have backup, but we're not supposed to.
Right. So now the L.A. Times is saying, well, you need to prepare for the earthquake. So they should apologize. I think that they owe everybody in the preparedness community an apology for ridiculing people who want nothing more than for other people to be safe and have some.
Because the more our neighbors are prepared, the more we're prepared. Because we're only prepared and things collapse, we're going to get robbed and killed. So a lot of wanting other people to be prepared and self-sufficient and wealthy is really selfishness. Being a patriot, being in the free market, wanting others to do well, I believe is the ultimate form of selfishness, but a good selfishness.
Right. A rising tide lifts all boats. The more that you can build, there's actually, it's been proven mathematically that the more people you have, every time population doubles, the culture and the goodness increases 15%. There's also a downside to it, too, but this has been mathematically modeled. And that is why when more people prosper, everybody prospers. Another interesting thing, I don't know if you've talked about yet, but did you know that Stephen Colbert now has come out as a Nazi and he's throwing up Nazi salutes? Have you guys talked about that yet?
Yes, I haven't gotten to it yet, but again, because there's no real Nazis out there, he's got to invoke it as the actor he is to get everyone upset like the red cape to a bull, telling folks, see, it exists. We can't get any of our made-up Nazis paid for by the Southern Poverty Law Center to march anymore because patriots will kick their ass. So, and our Antifa is exposed, so I'll just come out and pose as a Nazi. Yeah, pull that up, guys. Stephen Colbert comes out as a Nazi.
Yeah, no, so I don't believe that it's satire. I believe that Colbert is actually a Nazi, and because if they take our satire and treat it literally, then it would only be fair for us to treat them literally. So Colbert,
I agree. So tell folks what he's done. Why is he supporting Adolf Hitler? Why does he hate Jews? Why does he hate blacks?
Exactly.
Why does Stephen Colbert want to kill Mexican children?
Exactly. Why does Colbert want to put Jews in concentration camps? Because he has come out as a Nazi, and because everything that you and I have ever said is, of course, serious and nothing is ever satire, then that must also be true of Colbert. So I believe that Colbert has always wanted to come out as a Nazi, and now he finally has that opportunity. So
he kind of looks like one.
He looks like a good Nazi.
Yeah, so he's a Nazi. This is not an ironic thing that he did. So Nazi Colbert is now.
Well, when is NBC or whatever? Is he on NBC, right?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, are they going to let him go after he became an avowed Nazi? I mean, I'm asking, when are they going to repudiate? Because even if they say it's a joke, Nazi stuff's no joking matter. When we've joked about it, they say we're Nazis. So I think he should be fired immediately. Well, I mean, the boycott should start right now.
Until he disavows Nazis, I can only assume he's a Nazi. I can only assume he's a Nazi until he
disavows. Well, I made the joke and said that Congressman Schiff is a wee-wee sucker. That means brown noser of the establishment. I wasn't even bashing gay people. And they said that I literally, you know, was like attacking and wanted to murder people over it. So, but then when he called.
But I want him to disavow Nazis. That's what I'd like to see. On his show, too, is where he should.
Cernovich, when will he countdown? When will he, after this insulting Holocaust survivors?
We should start a countdown. Days that Stephen Colbert's been outed as a Nazi. Just keep the countdown.
Now, here's the problem. His show's only got 2 or 3 million viewers. Oh, and you have more than that a day now, and so does Cernovich. I think people finally get this. Oh, there was a story out. Rotten Tomatoes killed Hollywood. They were reporting in the New York Times last week. Okay, so people being able to vote on films they like instead of critics killed Hollywood. No, Hollywood sold out the People's Liberation Army for funding and made films for Chinese propaganda. So almost all films are approved by Chinese communists now. It makes the films really dumbed down and stupid, and people are leaving Hollywood in droves. Computers and technology and lenses being less expensive allow more people to proliferate, so there's more media now. Hollywood lost its monopoly through hubris and ignorance, not through Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood, I announced 5 years ago, is dead, Cernovich. Get the break.
Yeah, well, too much pedophilia going on in Hollywood is the problem. Is they need to purge themselves of pedophiles and pedophile enablers like Meryl Streep, who said that Roman Polanski, who anally raped a 13-year-old girl.
So okay to kidnap 13-year-olds and rape them in the rear end, according to Meryl Streep. Are you being a pedophile phobe again, Cernovich?
Exactly. So Hollywood needs to purge the pedophiles from their network because the pedophiles are sucking away all the energy.
By the way, I'm not being sarcastic. They're already banning Jihad Watch off PayPal. They're already trying to arrest people in Europe or kicking them out of school for criticizing ISIS, saying it's Islamophobic. We're coming close to Cernovich being kicked off Twitter and Facebook for not wanting your daughter or son to be grabbed off the school bus or out of the backyard and taken to a barn and tied down and raped before their throat slit. Do you want to apologize for putting down child kidnappers and child molesters and ISIS right now?
Yeah, pedophile phobia is what they're calling it now, that people who will not accept that pedophilia is a medical condition and not a crime. As the salon has said, pedophilia is a disorder, not a crime. So they should be able to watch your children, drive the school buses, take care of your children. If it would be discriminatory for you to not make pornographic images on a cake for a pedophile. So if a pedophile wants a naked child on a cake, then you have to give that for the pedophile, or else you will be a pedophile phobe, and then you will be, you know, banished from the internet. So this is true. So the Hollywood, the pedophile.
Oh yeah, it's the New York Times thing. It's demons Throughout history, satanic people have wanted children and innocence. They want to destroy the innocence. They're not attracted to developed, normal, sexual people. They're attacking normalcy. They are using our openness and the fact that we are not discriminatory against us. They are a cancer that must be routed out.
Yeah, so that's why Hollywood is collapsing. They want to blame Rotten Tomatoes.
And they, by the way, they know we're waking up. That's why they've got the New York Times basically endorsing pedophilia now.
Well, we've got more on the collapse of Hollywood during the war room today. But when we talk about a sign of the times and we mention the hurricanes, we mention the earthquakes, you've got wildfires in L.A., you've got all this stuff going on. But let's not forget about these sycophant liberals in the streets, these sycophant liberals in government.
Yeah, let me bring that up. I skip this break, and I'm going to skip the 50 so he gets his time back. But, you know, Mike's a busy guy, and I don't want to run over his time. And hopefully he come on with you in the war room. He's been one of the co-hosts of that, but he just got back. Mike Cernovich, what do you make of children running up, cussing, screaming at him, and then he had people in a store last night come up and say, you were mean to that little girl? So it's just anything that happens, they never take responsibility. They turn it around on us.
Yes, I actually, one of the most disturbing images I've ever captured at a protest was at the so-called PHAT march, or the Women's March, during inauguration week. And it was a young girl who had a sign that said, touch my you-know-what. And I didn't even take a picture of her because she was so young. I just took a picture of the sign. If I posted a picture of her, that would be, like, creepy. You couldn't even do that. And I thought some parent gave their – she was, like, 11 years old or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
the left
that.
Is into corrupting their children because they say the left, abort your child. It's a sacrament, glorious. Steinem does. Medusa Magazine says if you have a white baby, you know, kill it in the womb. It's, you know, it's against the patriarchy because all whites are part of the patriarchy. All this mental illness. But you're right. If they don't kill their kids, they go – the next step, it's about degrading them and turning them into flath rags.
Yeah, their own children, because I said, well, how old are you, right? 11 years old, holding a sign, talking about her, you know, female and sexualizing it too. I mean, I posted the picture even without her face, but I was so creeped out by the experience that I even deleted the picture. I was like, I don't even, you know, the car.
So the sacrament is aborting children, whether you're for abortion or not. It's a sacrament for them. They now admit it's a sacrament. It's a religious icon of, you know, taking the wine, but it's killing your baby, killing someone else's. We're not judging women that did it. The point is you didn't mean it that way. It's not that way. To them, it's a sacrament. It's a sacrament to abort the baby. It's a sacrament to corrupt your children. It's a sacrament, I've noticed, with these liberal women to medicalize their children and brain damage them with Ritalin and Prozac. It's a sacrament to hurt children.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it, and they're so divisive. I thought, what a failure. Did nobody say, hey, this is a young girl. She shouldn't be sexualized. She should be allowed to have a normal childhood. These parents, you know, they're probably talking. Well, for example, Teen Vogue, a Christian woman got banned from Twitter because she said that Teen Vogue should not be telling 13-year-olds to have anal sex and giving guides on how a 13-year-old can have anal sex, and this is...
By the way, Mike, since you mentioned this, I want to play it again. We skipped this break. Camille Paglia came out 2 days ago. I meant to give us a clip the last few days with so much news. And I don't care if Camille Paglia likes women. I mean, I'm not judging her is the point. I like women, too. I identify as a lesbian. That's not even a joke. Just I don't like the whole politicalness, going after kids, sexualizing it. Paglia's like, absolutely, leave kids alone. Let them have their own life. Let them make their own decisions. Be tolerant, but don't target people to bully them. And now they're trying to sexualize kids and tell them you're another sex while they're raining down these chemicals. This is in Brave New World. In 1935, Huxley gave an interview 2 years after it was published and said, this is the plan by the Royal Society of Eugenics to end the proletariat through chemicals and the end of sex. First, we're going to have a sexual revolution to end the family. Then once we've ended that, we're going to break down sex itself to claim there's no genders, and then we're going to sterilize people. And you know what? They're doing it. Here's Camille Paglia.
I think that the transgender propagandists, okay, make wildly inflated claims about the multiplicity of gender. Sex reassignment surgery, even today, with all of its advances, cannot, in fact, change anyone's sex. Okay, you can define yourself as a trans man or a trans woman, as some one of these new gradations along the scale. But ultimately, every single cell in the human body, the DNA in that cell, remains coded for your your biological birth. So there are a lot of lies being propagated at the present moment, okay, which I think is not in anyone's best interest. Okay? What I'm concerned about is the the popularity and the availability of sex reassignment surgery. So it's someone who is feeling doesn't feel that he or she belongs to the biological birth gender. People are being encouraged to intervene in the process. Parents are now encouraged to subject the child to procedures that I think are a form of child abuse. Either the hormones to slow puberty, okay, actual surgical manipulations, etc. I think that this is wrong. That people should wait until they're of an informed age of consent. Parents should not be doing this to their children.
So that's enough. That's a moral statement. It's a tolerant statement. I agree with the statement. The point is that this is artificiality, and you look at the biblical breakdown of this. Man, a rib's taken genetically, the woman's created, but the woman actually creates the new humans. But you look at the genetics, women have a second set, the mitochondrial. Without them, men are like a worker bee projection of the female. But then you could argue, well, that's because female was made out of us. That's why she's got whatever the original coding was and has double the DNA. I mean, women, we're all magic. But women are really magic, and this is an attack on their power. They said Wonder Woman's too feminine. This is a step back. We don't want a woman that's feminine. What do you mean? She's smart, she's tough, and she's gorgeous, and she can have babies. No, no, no. Women transcend having babies. You become a man. Well, they're destroying the real power. This is true Satanism, the attack on the woman. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, they want to attack it. Again, once you reframe what is going on at the highest level, first principle, it all makes sense. The first principle of the left is destroy all that is beautiful, good, and virtuous. This is why they support pedophilia. This is why they want to destroy femininity. This is why Hollywood movies are terrible. This is why modern art is terrible. You always want to go back, as Aristotle and Marcus Aurelius had taught us, about the first principle. And the first principle of the left is postmodernism, cultural Marxism, deconstructing. People can go read the Marxist literature. I've read it.
This
all.
Is their. This is declassified CIA to destroy the family, make it ugly, make us dysfunctional. This is not our opinion. This is fact.
Yeah, you can go read it. I read Marcuse and Fromm and the Frankfurt thinkers all in college. So they want to deconstruct. That's why they literally want to destroy, like ISIS, they destroy statues, because that is their model. Deconstruct everything about the West.
Destroy the past. No one has anything to cling to. They can now define reality.
Exactly. And
when we say leave all the statues up, all the books, true liberalism, let individuals make their decision.
Exactly, but that isn't the governing principle. The governing principle is destroy everything that is beautiful, destroy innocence. That is why they support pedophilia. That's why they give a platform to pedophiles. CNN hosted Jacob Schwartz, who was Bill de Blasio's IT guy, caught with thousands of pornographic images of child, 6 months old. Bill de Blasio never disavowed. CNN never disavowed hosting him. Chris Cuomo, who had him on as a featured guest, never disavowed him. And the media never told him to, because that's what they want. They want to destroy the innocence of children. They want to destroy beauty.
That's their religion. Mike, you're coming back and taking over. I hope you can pop in on the War Room. We're going to have Sunday live coverage. Please spread the word. I hope you'll pop in of Hurricane Irma. Please, folks, I want to get your take on Irma in a moment before you go to break. I'm not going to belabor this. We don't double prices like Amazon did during a crisis. Storable foods from MyPatriot, private label by InfoWars. We are able, drop shipping in from them, to do 50% off. Never done that before, just for a limited time, just to be the opposite of Amazon. 57% off on X2 Supermail. That was supposed to end today. It didn't, so it's going to still be here today, but it will be gone. Never done those before. We've got so much more at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or also at 888-253-3139. But just briefly, as we go to break, great job, Owen. You're coming up in 30 minutes live. What do you think is going to happen with Irma? Will it bring us together, or what are they going to try to do?
By the people, of course, but it is another opportunity to bring people together. I believe very strongly in the people of Miami, very good people. Many of them are descendants of people who fled Castro, many great Americans in Florida. And, of course, Florida was a Trump state, so that shows again those are the kind of people who want to make America great again, make Florida great again, rebuild. So I'm optimistic about Irma. I don't think that we're going to have any of the kind of stuff we saw in Katrina, because, of course, that was a very Democrat, liberal area. And you can kind of see the pattern here where the left predominates and they deconstruct.
Can you imagine if a hurricane hit Chicago? Good Lord.
Right, exactly. Or Detroit. It would be over. A tornado or something would hit. You would have nothing but pillaging. It would be medieval times, and that is the end result of deconstructing Western virtue, deconstructing Western values.
That's right. Ed Cernovich, stay there. Battling for Western civilization. Battling for civilization. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Mike Cernovich, the entire crew behind the scenes that make it possible, but most importantly, you, the viewer and listener, thank you for your prayers. Spread the word. Spread the links. Newswars.com. More straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We want your soul. We want your soul. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
More cats, more fears.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich. Cernovich.com. By the way, I brought this back. I was in studio. I did bring back the chocolate formulation of Caveman. Before I'd had the strawberry, I'd not had the chocolate. So I did an honest taste test. And I can tell you this stuff, which is 50% off right now, the Caveman True Paleo formula, it's real. So I gotta be honest with you. I'm always honest with people. That is why some people hate me one day, they love me the next day.
It is potent. So I mixed it with water. And if you mix it with water, you can really taste the cumin powder in it, which is a very potent anti-inflammatory. So my advice to people, this is a great product. I love it. I use it. I think it's great. But if you want to mix it up, I wouldn't mix it up with just straight water. I would use almond milk. Cold almond milk, at the minimum, would be delicious. Cold almond milk or blended up almond milk in a banana. Do they have smoothie recipes on here, by the way? If they don't, they should. They should get Owen and Alan should be in there making recipes, because this is really powerful stuff. Because I actually travel with packets of chicken broth, because when your chicken broth and collagen has been shown to improve joint health. So that's why I always love when people hate on this stuff or when people lie about it. I've been doing all this stuff for years. So whenever I travel, I bring a packet of chicken bone broth. It's dehydrated. And then when I go on a plane, when they do that water service or whatever, I don't actually have them give me a soda usually. I have them give me hot water, and then I mix up my own chicken broth in it, and you just drink it like – it tastes kind of like a cup of soup. So this is all the benefits of chicken broth, which have been shown, collagen regeneration. There's so many great benefits of it. But like I said, I've been using it for years. I never promote anything that I don't do. I never promote – that's my number one rule of anything, is if I don't use something or haven't used it personally, then I won't promote it, because then people try it, they don't like it, then the trust is gone. All right, so what do we talk about now? You know, I don't know. That's the great thing about the world we live in today is when I come on, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I'm just reading articles, and I noticed that Vanity Fair had written an article where they threw a bunch of shade at me. They, you know, they never read our stuff, and this is just something you have to. This is something that if you're a private figure, you probably go, why is Mike talk about this all the time? Why is Alex talk about this? They're just trying to talk about themselves, but it isn't that at all. The issue is that when you know yourself and you know what your own books are about, and then you read an article talking about what your book is about, and it has nothing to do with what your book is about, then that's a subject that you know well. You can't even trust me to get it right. So this is a course in Vanity Fair. They said, they're talking about female journalists who are doing well, and that's great. I promote female journalists quite heavily, actually. I link heavily to everybody doing great work. But they go, News Career Bowling, I think that's Eric Bowling, the Fox News guy. I don't even know the guy. Typified the gorilla mindset espoused by macho paleo blogger Mike Cernovich in his book of the same name, An Ode to Dominance That Found Its Golden Fulfillment in the Candidacy and Presidency of Donald Trump. The gorilla mindset being the Wagnerian prelude to achieving what Cernovich heralds in his follow-up book as the MAGA mindset, the inner power of Trumpian transformation that elevates the alphas from the also rant. So that's a great sentence, actually. I love when, even though the critic got it wrong, because gorilla mindset is not about anything macho, I just put a gorilla on the cover because it's cool and because of the associations people make. But gorilla mindset never had anything to do with how can you be more macho, how can you dominate other people. Gorilla mindset was always a book about how do you control your thoughts and emotions. It's a classic book on, if anything, of not being an aggressive person. I can be aggressive, but talk to people who meet me in real life. I'm very friendly, super polite. I rarely lose my composure. I'm not perfect. I don't go around trying to bump into people and start conflict with people. But if they want that, then they can have it, right? If people want to bring it, they can bring it. But I really love that sentence of Wagnerian prelude. I like that reference to Wagner, because Wagner and Nietzsche had major beef. So Nietzsche went after Wagner because Wagner was anti-Semitic. So I don't know if this guy, this author here, was trying to do some kind of code about anti-Semitism or make a Nietzschean reference or what he has going on here. But that is a good sentence. That is actually a beautiful sentence. So I want to thank him. But again, though, it shows that why don't you just read the books? All they got to do is go on Amazon, buy the Kindle book. And then they can read it. And then what they do is they find out that it doesn't have anything to do with anything macho. There's never alpha males, never even mentioned in there one time. And that just, again, it just typifies the media. They review our books. They criticize our products. But, yeah, I have 919 reviews on just the Amazon.com page. How many books on Amazon have 919 reviews, right? Crazy amount of reviews. And if you read it, there's all kinds of reviews from women and men and teenagers and grandparents. Some people buy it for graduation presents. They buy it because they want to control their emotions and not be frazzled. Because here's what I've always believed, and this is because Alex and I were talking about it the other day. Alex goes, Cernovich, how did you get into this stuff, right? Because a lot of people view me as kind of coming from out of nowhere. So I was like, come on, man. Like, you know, where, Cernovich, how'd you get into this, Cernovich? How'd you get into this? Well, the answer is that I always believed that if you want a functioning government, you have to control yourself first. You have to get your own life in order. You have to control your own issues. So for me, I had to start off with the fundamental quest that, well, why do I, you know, get in bad moods? Why do I have anger sometimes? Why do I get frustrated sometimes? Well, if I'm getting frustrated, then how could I be controlling society and telling people in society what they need to do? I need to worry about myself, right? So you see all over, these celebrities are having complete and total meltdowns. Somebody on Twitter earlier, 7 million followers, she said that she has ground down her tooth. She had to have a false tooth put in because she was grinding her teeth because of anxiety from Donald Trump. We have to fix that collectively. We have to fix that as a nation. So that's why I told Alex, well, that's how I got into all this, man. Because I viewed it as we have to fix ourselves first. And it all ties into, of course, and then because I'd never heard of a lot of the globalism stuff that I got from Alex. But then I realized, yeah, Trump is ruining my teeth. My dentist advised me to stop reading my news. And this is, I don't even know if this is the one from today. There's so many of these. So people say they're grinding their teeth because they're sitting around meditating on Trump, essentially. But if they had read Guerrilla Mindset, they would know that if he bothers you that much, just don't watch him. I don't hate watch anybody. I laugh at Hillary Clinton. I can't wait to get Hillary Clinton's new book. I actually pre-ordered her new book. I'm excited to read her new book. It won't make me angry. I'm going to just laugh all the way through it. So people who are angry all the time, they would, if they actually read Guerrilla Mindset, they would know, well, then you need to change your focus, because if you're focusing on subjects that make you rot your teeth, focus on something else. But then it all tied in to that. That's why it aligned a lot when I met with Alex, is that the globalists want us to be spiritually bankrupt. That is why they attack churches. That is because I've always said, I don't care what your religion is, as long as you're trying to become a better person, trying to live a more virtuous life. I don't even care if you have a religion, as long as you're trying to have some kind of connection to something bigger than yourself. But the left, they want to destroy all religion because if people are spiritually bankrupt, it's easier to make these people frazzled. It's easier to make people lose hope. It's easier to make people sad. And then that is how you corrupt and destroy a whole nation, because a nation is built upon its people. And if the people have no spiritual coherence and no view that there's anything worth living for other than their own hedonistic desires, and believe me, I've been there too. We've all been there. We all know where a life of hedonism lives. And ask anybody who's lived a life of hedonism. It leads to feelings of emptiness and feelings of moral bankruptcy, right? The left's war on religion. So that is why the left is attacking religion. And the only time the left brings up religion is if they can use it against somebody. For example, on 60 Minutes, Charlie Rose asked Bannon, he said, how can you oppose DACA if you're a Catholic and one of your cardinals, a Catholic cardinal, supports DACA? And a lot of people go, well, why doesn't that Charlie Rose ask Catholics who believe in abortion? Right? So if you're a Catholic and you support abortion, why isn't Charlie Rose asking you, well, how can you support abortion when the cardinals oppose it, when it's against doctrine? They don't ask that. So the only time the media brings out religion is if they can use it as a cudgel. So they're trying to attack Bannon and say, well, Bannon, you need to support DACA because some cardinal supports DACA. And then Bannon, I mean, the clip is amazing. Bannon says, well, they only support it because they are spiritually bankrupt, and it's the only way they can get people to attend church. As anybody who goes to church knows, church attendance is down. And people go, why is church attendance down? Because there's an emptiness now. It is a very much, it's about veneer, Botox, how pretty you can look, how nice your car can be. That's what's become, and how, quote, unquote, tolerant you can be. even though that means tolerating pedophiles and tolerating child abuse of children. Again, 12 years old, the child changed his mind about being transgendered, but had already undergone the hormonal therapies, right? And you think, in what world do you let a child go alter the hormonal profile for the rest of that child's life? Why won't anybody stand up and speak out against that? Well, because they're spiritually bankrupt. Because there isn't love for each other anymore. Because the left doesn't, they say they want us to have love for each other, but then they show up and throw bricks at people. Then they commit property damage. They won't disavow Antifa. Tim Kaine would not disavow Antifa. Ask yourself that, a United States senator. Well, his son is Antifa. This is proven. So Tim Kaine, a vice presidential candidate, will not disavow Antifa, even though Antifa is classified by multiple state and federal organizations as a terrorist organization. And moreover, even the very liberal left-wing California may consider Antifa a street gang. So seriously, think about that. That's why we, you know, Alex and I have talked about the true nature of reality and why it's so important. A lot of people go, Cernovich, just talk about the news. I just want to talk about the news. I don't want to talk about mindset and philosophy and the true nature of reality. Just give us the headlines of the day. But if all you get are the headlines of the day and you don't have a philosophical mooring, a worldview to contextualize what you're reading, then you're swaying to and fro. You're reacting to the headlines. I know people that go, Cernovich, I watch the news and I get in a bad mood. What can I do? And I go, but don't watch the news. And they go, but I need to be an involved citizen. I need to participate in democracy. How can you tell me not to watch the news? That's so irresponsible. Because if watching the news affects you emotionally, how are you going to treat your family? How are you going to treat your children if you're so worked up by the news that you're screaming at the television when your child wants to hang out or talk or commune with you, but you're so angry, that cascade effect of being negative. So then what you realize once you understand the true nature of reality is most of what you see on the news is a psyop designed to make you feel afraid. That way you'll abuse your children. That way you'll abuse your loved ones. That way you'll abuse each other and not be good to each other. So the media knows when they're running psyops on people that this will create more destruction and hurt and harm in the world. This will make the world a worse place. This is another part of deconstructing Western values. That's why you very rarely do you ever read any uplifting news. Very rarely will the news show you inspirational stories. Rarely will they say, look, we're coming together as a people. We're coming together as a nation. Isn't this beautiful? Look at everybody. They didn't even want to show you the pictures of Trump and Hurricane Harvey. Multiple people go, those were staged pictures. Multiple people go, Trump never met a Hurricane Harvey victim. They didn't even want to show the images. They want to saturate people with images that will make them fearful, make them afraid, make them feel sick. The ACLU will do this, actually. Owen and I had a great segment on yesterday, a great segment if I do say so myself. Owen and I had a great segment on the War Room yesterday where we deconstructed, to use their terminology, the left, we deconstructed an ACLU letter. The ACLU was lie, 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 fear, 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 give us money. It was a fantastic segment, and we should, you know, annotate that as a case study in how the ACLU is running psyops on people to intimidate people, to make people afraid, all in an effort to raise more money. So the letter just said, basically, Trump wants to kill all of you, throw you all in prison, give us money. Money for what? Money that they can launder, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has put $69 million in offshore accounts that can't be touched by lawsuits, that can't be touched by any regulatory body. Money completely off the grid that's funding God know what. So once you, that's why we have to always go big picture time to time and just not talk about the news and just not talk about the headline. Exactly, the segment is how the ACLU is spreading hate and hysteria. So you can watch Owen, just look at that letter line by line. You can look at what's highlighted and the lies being told in that very letter. And then at the very end, donate now. Big, big thing at the bottom of the end, and Owen even circled on the page. Give us your money. You're so afraid. You're so helpless. Your life is going to be over. Give us money. That is what they're doing. We're seeing that from all of the people on the mainstream media down to the left-wing advocacy organization. So you can't understand the news if you don't understand the war for your mind. If you don't understand that the news has to be contextualized relative to the mission, the goal, the agenda, the big agenda. The big agenda is to destroy your mindset, to destroy your family, to destroy your children, to get everybody who lives next to you to distrust each other. It got to the point where one of the producers of InfoWars, his mom had a sticker, InfoWars.com, a very tasteful sticker, by the way. It wasn't a CNN is ISIS sticker. It wasn't a big crazy sticker. It was just a very tasteful, elegant Steve Jobs type of design, a John Ivey style design. And it just said InfoWars.com. And the producer's mother was getting nasty notes on her car because of that. Well, that is what the media wants. That's why they spread these stories. They spread the stories so that people will not trust one another, right? Alex Jones and Trump are effing idiots, right? Cursing, foul language. And I know that this stuff is true. The left hoaxes a lot of things and makes up a lot of things. But I know this is true because I've had it happen to me. It's so common now that you lose track of it. You lose track of the craziness. Somebody actually told me, I hope somebody treats your daughter, my 8-month-old daughter, with as much as hate as I treat Obama. But I don't even treat Obama with hate. But this is a person wishing very nasty things on an infant. This is the media psyop. That is why mindset is so important, understanding what is really going on, knowing what the true agenda of the globalists is, knowing of their death cult is so crucial. So we'll be back in the next segment to talk more. Actually, we're going to skip the break because why not? So, yes, once you discover the true agenda, then you know. Oh, now I know why they're telling. Always ask yourself, why are they showing me this message? Right? That's what you always want to ask yourself. Why are they showing me this message? There's always a hidden agenda behind it. And then when you ask that question, you know why they don't show you positive messages. You know they don't show you uplifting messages. You know they don't share stories of prosperity. The media could show endless. There's so much goodness in America. There are so many people every day helping each other out. There are so many people stepping up in a massive way. People donating to charity, people volunteering, people helping each other out, people helping walk other people across the street. I even noticed post-Harvey that, because when I travel a lot, I was just in Austin actually yesterday, and I'm back in California, and I was in SF a week ago, and then I'll be in New York, and I was in D.C., you know, I'm so just traveling all the time. And I notice even on airplanes, people are being nicer to each other. People are helping. Oh, can I help you lift that bag up? Oh, you know, I noticed you dropped something. That's the compassion that we could have for each other every day of our lives. But when people turn on the media and it's all toxic, it's all garbage, it's all negative, then that becomes implanted in your brain. Salon, for example, pro-pedophile website Salon, by the way, wrote an article making fun of a segment that Alex Jones and I did 2 days ago where we talked about how quantum bots will be able to go into your brain and manipulate how you feel. And it wasn't even a refutation. They didn't interview a scientist. They didn't actually interview anybody who's done research on that and know that, yeah, you actually can change how people feel by imprinting sensations on different parts of the brain, your frontal lobe. You can affect people's memory. That's why if people get punched in the head, it affects your prefrontal cortex. This has all been proven. Calcification of brain, proven. The way that a brain has plaque in it in Alzheimer's patients and also in professional football players and boxers. So it's all been proven brain plaque can affect judgment, mood. So Salon just goes, Alex Jones and Mike Cernich warn of brain-eating robots, AI pushing Islam, right? But they don't actually interview a scientist, right? All they do is go, here's what they said, ha, 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 can you believe it? But all of that, of course, is true. And you know that, too, because if you watch negative news all the time, you feel negative. If you talk to negative people, spiritual vampires, then you feel drained. So if you feel negative and you feel drained merely by letting in the signals of light waves and sound waves, imagine what the AI Quantabots are going to be able to do. I think we're still live. Okay, we'll just keep rolling. I can go on forever. I can go forever about this stuff. So if you can be programmed, because we are programming each other in real time, we all know this, all right? We all know that we're being programmed in real time and people are fighting for our attention so that they can program us. People go, well, that's crazy. Well, why make you feel afraid? If people weren't trying to program you, then why would shame work? If people weren't trying to program you, then why would they try to make you be embarrassed to share the Infowars.com link? Why would they want to make you embarrassed to use the products like, you know, caveman, which I use. I was using bone broth ever before I heard Alex Jones. That's what I think about all the criticisms are really funny. Is I've been drinking alkaline water for years. I don't drink tap water. And the people that I know, the very successful people that I know, they aren't drinking tap water either. Everybody's got a water filter. You go to Malibu, where you know, all those people who make fun of us. Go to New York. Here's a test for you. Why don't you go into BuzzFeed headquarters and see if they're drinking tap water? There you go. I don't know why we didn't think about this earlier. We should have. So the next time Alex calls Charlie Rozelle, he should ask Charlie, hey, Charlie, are they drinking tap water at BuzzFeed? Right. So BuzzFeed will say, well, he sells water filters, but they all drink filtered water. They'll say, oh, they're taking products, but the products are things that I use for years, just in a different brands. I've just switched brands. So instead of supporting some other big, you know, multi-conglomerate corporation, or instead of buying something from Whole Foods, which is where I would buy my chicken broth, now I buy my chicken broth from Alex. Alex should actually send it to me for free. I need to put that on the to-do list. Send me a shipment of this, Alex. So that's the whole idea, is we do know inputs are coming in all the time, coming in from the television. We know that music can change how you feel. That's why I always only listen to uplifting music. I only listen to house music. I don't listen to death metal. A lot of people do, and I'm not hating on anybody who does. A lot of people, it makes them feel more intense and they have good workouts. So, again, I'm not saying that what you listen to is bad, but I'm only talking about my own chemistry. So, me, I don't listen to any music that is bad because I know that that's programming my brain. So the idea that you should laugh at quantum bots, and there are quantum bots, by the way. The producers, I'm sure, can find out that they're actually doing research into quantum bots to treat cancer. So the idea is that you'll put a quantum bot into a capsule, and a person will swallow the capsule, and then the quantum bot will go out, and it's only programmed to attack and kill cancer cells. It shoots cancer cells like lasers, right? So if we have robots that can go in and shoot laser beams, such as they are, as a metaphor for the fake news people watching, oh, Cernovich claims that people are ingesting laser beams. So if we know that we can send in quantum bots to treat cancer and to attack tumorous tissue only, because that's the problem with treating cancer, is you have to attack your entire immune system to try to shut down the cancer and to kill the cancer. So if you can send in a quantum bot to only target cancer, why couldn't you create a quantum bot to only target your hippocampus? Why couldn't you create a quantum bot to target your prefrontal cortex? Why couldn't you? Because first we'll do it for good. Imagine if you could take a person who played for the NFL and suffered thousands of microconcussions, like Junior Seau. Remember, they killed themselves by shooting themselves in the chest because they wanted their brain preserved. So imagine if you could somehow get a quantum bot to eliminate the plaque. It's actually literally plaque in the brain, to eliminate plaque in the brain. Well, then you would have a young, youthful, supple brain. Your memory would be the same as it was. People who have depression would be treated. So they're actually researching this. That's why when pro-pedophile websites like Salon make fun of, they are Saddam Hussein, that's the level of evil threat. That's why when they make fun of us, I know that they're actually not reading MIT Technology Review. They're not reading scientific journals. They're not talking to great philosophers of consciousness. They're not reading and exploring and trying to find the big questions. Only InfoWars is. And that's why we appreciate your support. Thanks as always for listening in. You can follow me at twitter.com/CERNOVICH. twitter.com/Cernovich. Become one of those 340,000 followers. See you soon.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.